Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hi, podcasters.
Hello. What a day we had today, giving away cruises right, left and centre.
Did. Are we going to put those all on the podcast, though? Because that's just like a rubbing in your face.
That's true.
We'll just do a few highlight ones.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some of them in there.
And we talked about your walk that you're going to be doing on the 3rd of November. If there's any businesses, we say businesses because we always presume that they're the ones with more money. But let me change that. If you're a rich individual.
An entrepreneur.
If you'd like to be a hero or if you've got someone who has been affected by mental health, this will be a cause that you want to donate to.
Yeah, and we'll get stuck into that. Aisha D joins us as well. You'll know her from the bold type.
Aisha D sounds like a rapper.
It does, doesn't it?
Aisha D
in the house.
All right, let's get into it. We don't know. She might
be. She could
be.
Rap, I guess.
She might be. All righty, let's get into it. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Things that make you feel old.
Things that make you feel old.
Here's one for you. Sophia Grace. I always used to think that one was Sophia, the other one was Grace. But no, everyone used to know Sophia Grace because she went on with her cousin onto Ellen. They were the two English girls.
What was the cousin's name?
The cousin's name was...
Not Sophia.
No, I do know. Rosie.
Rosie.
Was it Rosie McDonald? No, Rosie. Anyway.
Rosie.
Rosie. Yeah, but her cousin used to talk for her because her cousin was a little bit older. Mm. This was them on Ellen.
You're a hell of a girl. I mean, my mom, I like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm very tired. Like, sicker than a guy with a fig in his eye. Oh, you got my heart beating on it away. Beating like a drum that is pumping away. Did you hear that boom?
It was like a Chipmunks movie.
Yeah. But everyone was like, oh my God, look at this. They were the tutus. And then they did all the red carpet interviews. Like, they were a bit of a thing for a long time.
Mm.
But this is a bit crazy because Sophia Grace, the one that used to talk, has announced that she having a baby.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. I am here to tell you guys that I am pregnant.
Wow. That's not. How old is she?
She's 19.
Okay. That's...
She was, like, just a little girl, like, yesterday. Yeah. That's weird.
I know.
Mm.
We're old.
But here's a few things that you just go, oh, wow, I didn't realise that. Remember The Karate Kid? Legend of the movie.
First wash all the car, then wax.
Wait, what do I have to wash all the car?
Remember, dear, no question.
Yeah, but...
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand.
So... Classic. The guy that played Daniel, Ralph, is now older than Miyagi was in the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, like 8 years older.
That is depressing.
I mean, he was supposed to play a 17-year-old and he was like 22 when he played it, wants to add to it. Yeah. But like that just, he was an old man in the movie.
Yeah.
Now that's him.
Well, now he's back.
Is he?
Yeah, Cobra Kai. The whole series, like 5 seasons. It's fantastic.
Is it based on the Karate Kid now being the
he's a car
karate
salesman.
Man?
And his mortal enemy starts up a rival dojo.
One of your
really good.
One of your favorite movies, Back to the Future.
Yes.
Where are we? When are we?
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Yeah, we're in the future, but now that's 7 years in the past.
Wow.
Because that was a big thing. Like, what would it look like in the future?
Where are our flying cars?
Didn't you always think we would? And hoverboards.
Hoverboards still.
Yes.
We've been dragging
And not
feet.
Just that, Beyond 2000 has a lot to answer for.
Certainly does.
Who used to host that? It's
Amanda Keller.
Yes. Mm. Beyond 2000, a lot of things were going to happen. The only thing that happened was, like, Reebok pump-up shoes, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember. Yeah. Puma discs.
Mick Jagger. If you ask any of your parents, they'll be like, oh, what a sexy guy.
Yeah, kick him to the curb unless they look like him.
He's a great, great grandfather.
Is he really good at it?
Well, he's still having kids as well.
Well, he's
but like in his kids have kids. Like, that's just, whoa.
Yeah.
That's he's a mad shagger, isn't he? Like, doesn't he have like a
He has
baby?
A lot of kids. Yeah, he does have a lot of kids. Furby is now like 25. Do you remember when Furby came out?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you do.
I hate Furby.
There are kids that would never understand licking a stamp.
No, that's true.
That's true.
Because
correct.
Now they're stickers.
Yeah.
But you had to lick them back in the day.
Or hang up a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wind up a window.
Wind up a window.
I still say wind up a window.
Change the tape.
What about our great Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
My job, my mission, the reason I've been put onto this planet is to save wildlife. And I thank you for coming with me.
44 years of age when he passed away in 2006. And there is a book out called Who is Steve Irwin?
What?
And that is a book for people that weren't born when such people lived. There's one for like Einstein. And now there's one for Steve Irwin of people going, I've heard of this man. Who is he?
Wow.
Jeez.
Because they weren't born.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on TikTok where someone had to explain to a 22-year-old who Blink 182 was when they announced their tour. Because, you know, everyone's talking about, wow, Blink, it's going to be sick. But it's just going to be a heap of mid-30s who are having a night off from their children jamming away.
You can get Halloween costumes now, which are kids from the 2000s. What? Like you could go, as 90s and 2000s, there's Halloween costumes.
Wear a Halloween costume.
Yeah, a Halloween costume.
So should we just die? I mean, what's left,
still
everyone?
Still older. Not for you, but there are for others.
Yeah, true.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. His boots are made for walking, and that's just what he'll do.
One of these days, Matt, his boots are gonna walk 50Ks for charity. Bit nervous about it, actually.
Coming up. Approaching. How goes the training?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. I tried to wear, so it's a 10 kilogram vest that I'm wearing, and it's to simulate the carrying the load of mental health for young boys. One in two young men will suffer from a mental illness. 75% of those men will be before the age of 24. Mm. So we're trying to raise as much money as we can, hopefully 50,000.
Yep.
For 50 kilometres. Mm. We're walking from here at the barracks all the way out to Ipswich to do so. And one of the big reasons was not just being a dad to two boys of wanting to do this, but I was talking to my cousin yesterday and we've been chatting because he's going to join me on this walk. Oh, his right. His brother lost his life to suicide to the day yesterday, 12 months. Oh. And he was... a young guy, younger than me. First time we'd experienced that in our family. Mm. It's a hard thing for any family to go through, but also to talk to your children about, you know, to touch with them and say, hey, how you feeling? Mm-hmm. And for them to want to open up to you. And Top Blokes is the charity who we're doing this for. And they do amazing work. Incredible work. You would have heard earlier in the show if you're here with us. Zalin is a social worker, and they go into schools and they speak with young boys, not just about mental health, but they talk to them about what it is to be a man and contribute in a positive way to society.
You say about like mental health for the boys that are going through it is such a burden, but it's also really hard, I guess, for the people that they affect while they're going through it. And it's just trying to change, I guess, the course of their life of what sort of path they would take if they continue, because they do things like anger management, talking about how to express your feelings. So they do such amazing work.
I was told when I first met with these guys, I was told this incredible story, and it just helped like one kid at a time. As a group, they help each other. Mm. There was a boy in one of the schools who never brought lunch to school. You know, he was the guy who was like, I don't get hungry, I don't bring food, blah, blah, blah. It turned out that his family life wasn't great. His parents were dealing with drug issues and that he had no food in the house. He'd never told anyone that story before, but they gave him the environment to share that. Mm. Now, all the other boys who were in that session with him at the time then took it in turns on bringing that boy lunch to school each day through the week.
Mm.
So that gave them the opportunity to positively
impact someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that changed all the boys in that group. It would have changed their lives that day.
How did they find the boys that are going to be a part of it? Like, I would hope that something like this would roll out to the whole school. Like, I would love them to be able to even do assemblies. And I know, you know, when you go, is that enough? But you kind of go, do you remember growing up and someone would come to their school and they would talk about their life and the experiences, and it would actually have such an impact on you?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be good for them to be able to include everyone. But do they do teachers nominate them? Do they put their hand up to be a part of it themselves?
So a lot of the boys who go into the programs, they are at risk. So there'll be like a social worker or teachers who nominate some boys. And it might not be, it might be simple things like they're not doing that well in school. They expect them to drop out. Mm-hmm. They're trying really hard to keep boys in school. Mm. they might be boys who've been in trouble with the law, mm-hmm. you know, kids who don't have great home lives, who don't have the skills, aren't being taught the skills from other areas and are being affected purely through stuff that's not their fault. Mm. You know, it's just the circumstance they find themselves in. But it's to be in one of the sessions, I went to Yeronga State School and watched them do the work. Mm. And it was, you could feel in the room, you could feel the change and the shift in these boys and the opportunities that they were being handed, you know, which would never really happen. I don't remember that happening as a teenager for a young guy.
Not that I recall. No, it's very much you're on your own.
Go and work it out. So we're going to do the 50K walk. I'm walking from here to Ipswich. The 10K vest does give it a degree of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's already hard.
Yeah. It is, yes.
That's why they invented buses, mate.
Yes.
And I'll think of your comment every time one drives past me. So what I am asking here, and I would just love donations.
Mm. We're trying to raise this money. And especially if you're a business and you want to get involved, we will give you the kudos on the air to get your name out there.
Here's the thing, though, because it's Make It Rain Monday.
Yep.
So we're not silly. We know that everyone that calls up and gets on air is going to get a free cruise.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Go and ask your boss and say, hey, would you put in a large donation right now? You call up on 131060, the business donates and you get the cruise. Win-win.
So, I mean, the thing is, if you're ringing on behalf of your boss, you guys can work out who gets this cruise.
That's true. Yeah. Go with him.
And just to keep into perspective for how much you're going to donate, the cruise is for four people. Mm-hmm. It's the Great Barrier Reef, and it's for 7 days.
All right. We're heading out to Deception Bay. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You would like to donate?
I would. I would like to donate $100.
Woo. Nice work. And you got that cruise.
Thank you. It's a double win here. I would love to just be able to take my kids away. We've had a pretty tough couple of years.
Yeah.
And I suffer from mental health myself. And because I have a little boy, of course, I, you know, worry that maybe one day he might unfortunately inherit what I've got, you know, the mental health issues. And I would hate, you know, for him to not have that help available if that was to come one day.
Good on you, Sarah. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for your donation. It really means a lot.
Samara in Birkdale, you'd like to donate to Maddie?
I would. I think this is fantastic. I'd like to donate $350, Maddie, please.
Wow, Samara. Well, I would like to give you a cruise.
Thank you. That was not for the reason for the donation. I've got a beautiful nephew that he's worked his way through his challenges, but I tell you what, if there'd have been something like this for him, it wouldn't have been near the slog and the trouble for us as a family. And we just think this is beautiful that there's organisations out there that can sit down and really unpack this stuff with these kids, because there's so much pressure on young guys these days. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you'd hate to think that there's people that don't get reached because the program hasn't got enough money and can't go to all the schools that are asking for them to. So that's amazing, Samara. Glad your nephew's doing well.
Thank you. We are too. We're very proud of him. He's a really good young guy now.
Yeah.
Well, Zaylin, who's one of their mentors, said a great quote, and this is sort of their mantra. It is better to raise good boys than it is to fix broken men. So I think what they're doing is just incredible to get a start on it for these fellas.
All right. Kaylee in Ormo. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good, but you are better because you've got a cruise.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you want to donate?
I do. I want to donate $500, please.
Wow.
Yep. We've had some mental health issues in our family, and I have a young boy who's got ADHD, so I want to make sure that he's got help in the future, like you said, to help them now instead of fix them in the future.
Yeah. Wow. I appreciate that, Kaylee. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you're doing a lot, so in the future, this will really help.
Yeah, it didn't quite dawn on me just how far 50 kilometres was until we said
Ipswich.
Yeah, and you go, Ipswich. I think driving to Ipswich from the city is a long way.
It is.
Well, a lot of people that are doing the challenges are doing it over a month, but Maddie was like, nah, should be right, I'll do it.
Why waste 5 days when I can just get it done in one?
Every step is one step less.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I'll remember that, Kaylee. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the cruises as well from the legends at Carnival Cruises. Choose fun on a Carnival Cruise holiday. It's now sailing from Brisbane. Now, if you would like to donate towards this as well, there are plenty of ways that you can get involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have called up and said that they'll want to donate, and I know that they're donating from the bottom of their heart, not because they got a cruise, mm-hmm. so they haven't made it on air. But if you want to jump onto our socials, on our link, even on the B105 mm-hmm. Instagram, there is a link of how you can donate and get involved. But if there's any businesses that want to reach out, Matty said he's up for challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see him put his body on the line so that you can donate money...
Mm-hmm.
He said anything.
Anything, apart from the eyebrows. We will not shave his eyebrows.
Unless someone donates heaps.
Well, he said eyebrows, so we can do something to one.
You know what?
You could do tracks. You could do tracks. Tracks. That'd be really cool, yeah.
I mean, I could lose an eyebrow for the right price.
If someone said, look, Matty, we want to smash your record. We're going to give you 50,000, then you do it.
Oh, you couldn't say no.
Yeah.
25 an eyebrow.
They grow brack, you know.
They do go brack.
They go brack, brack. They take a long time, though. They do take a long time to regrowth. But for that time, you won't be able to be surprised. So,
jump on the B105 Instagram. The link is there. Every dollar would be so appreciated.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You know how we always say Stav chooses what nationality he wants?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just us talking about the game yesterday, the T20 against India and Pakistan, like absolute packed, 90 people packed at the MCG. And this is for the World Cup T20. And I said, did you see how Scotland went? And he goes, no, I'm Australian.
They didn't do
so poorly.
Yeah, well, it's a small country. If you're a man, you're on the team.
they doing well in the World Cup Rugby League either.
You're so good at golf, you know?
We invented it.
Oh, of course you did, but I just meant it's still a ball and a...
Yeah, it's that easy. A ball and a stick, you can all do it.
Yeah.
Batching at the moment. My wife is on a cruise, and it is we're making it rain cruises today, so anyone that gets on the air gets a cruise as well. You might see my wife on it. And I did my normal thing. That's a long play. I did my normal thing where she's away. She left Saturday, so she's back Tuesday. So I get curry, right? And I get two curries. One for the first night, one for the second. Why inside that?
I just didn't know this tradition still exists.
Oh, yeah. And I found a new curry place.
And then if you get a cold curry, it's even better the day after.
Mm-hmm.
It mellows.
But this was, you used to do this before you had Rory, though.
Mm.
That's why I thought you might change it. So does she have to have curry all those nights as well? Or do you make dinner for her?
I make dinner for her.
See, that's against the point then. You've still got to cook.
But
the whole idea was that you said, I never ever go into the kitchen when she's away. I just order the curries and then it tastes better the next day. But you still got to cook now.
Yeah, but it's just chicken nuggets. It's super easy.
The air fryer's in the lounge room, just to really make a point.
Next to the lounge. I don't even get up anymore.
Yeah, next to a six-pack that was by the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea, actually, though, having an air fryer just beside the couch.
Yeah, and a lounge esky. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Yeah. And I'm trying to make a point of, because I get obsessed with watching the delivery driver come.
Yeah.
You know, and I watch it on the app and I'm like, why did he turn that way? Why did he not?
It's annoying when
you
get a bicycle. Like, you appreciate that they're good for the environment, but you go, oh, that's a long way.
Yeah, it is annoying. And so I was like, I'm not going to look. It'll arrive. It will get here. So I'm not going to look, right? And then I get the knock on the door and the Uber delivery driver was a friend of Kat's. And I was like, oh, what are the odds of that? She's like, I know, right? Yeah. Well, at least I guess you know where I live. And she goes, yes, I do. And then so I go over here and then I'm sort of, it was weird because I'm like, well, do I invite her in?
Yeah.
Or not, because obviously they might have someone else's.
Well, they got to work though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's saving
that's
grace.
That's what I thought.
So that's why you invite them in, because you knew they had to work.
Exactly. Well, no, I said, well, cool, thanks. And she said, well, can I come in? I was like, well,
if you got friends.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
No, I hadn't planned this.
No.
I really wanted my food and just
go away.
No.
I was going to sit in my underwear and eat all this, actually. If you could just leave me alone, that'd be great.
Well, at least you had enough. You had two curries.
Yeah, true. Yeah. and it was just, it was a real weird, and I'm thinking, I haven't seen her in a while, but last time I saw her, she had a pretty good job. eventually I said, so how long have you been doing this? And she said, doing what? And I said, the Uber delivery. Driving. And she said, I'm not. It was just at the porch. I'm here to get the Tupperware container that Kat borrowed. And Kat had been texting because she's away. She's like, oh, yeah, Stav's at home. Just rock around and grab the Tupperware. Oh. And she's like, did you think I was a Uber driver? She's like, yeah, I work for the council. I'm on like 100,000+ a year. You think I'm an Uber driver in my side racket?
Well, that's how you get ahead.
It was very, very awkward. So from now on, I'll be watching that thing driving straight into my driveway so no mistakes can be made.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
So what's your thing? Are you like a model?
No, definitely not.
She's an influencer.
An influencer?
Well, I'm more like a mental health advocate.
I'm sorry, but I can't help but find it all a little bit ironic.
Once upon a time, she lost her mind and she tried to murder me.
Sissy is preaching mental health.
Comes out the 27th of this month, a great Aussie film. It's Sissy, and Aisha D joins us this morning. Great to have you on again.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you all.
We say again because last time we were trying to ask what you were taking from the set of the bold type, and you were like, no, I'm not taking any souvenirs. And we're like, come on, the clothes are amazing, take something.
No, I'm too much of a rule follower. Although, truthfully, I don't tell anyone, but I did steal some stuff.
What?
What?
You are very truthful.
Well, I took a mug that said Scarlet on it because I thought it's a mug. No one's going to notice that that's gone, right? Mm-hmm. And so far, I haven't gotten a call, so...
You're so bad, aren't you? Look at you, you're so bad. This movie looks... I love a good horror film. Mm-hmm. I really do. An Australian horror film, and it was filmed in Canberra. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. The last time I was in Canberra, I was there for, Questacon and... Like, you know, the slide that you slide down, am I the only one who knows?
Yeah.
It's where most of this country's horror happened.
I was going to say, it's perfect for a horror film.
So it's about a girl who, I guess, and I love the idea of going to a hen's night, who you sort of confront a lot of your childhood trauma from school, from bullies, and I love that you go in there as a, you're not a social media influencer, you're a, what are you, a healer?
Cecilia is a mental health advocate. Which is a very general term, and I'm still not quite sure what that means. But I think in general, like, Cecilia is really just about kind of trying to create community for people online, which, you know, in itself is a nice endeavor, I guess.
And, of course, it is you hooking up and meeting again your high school bully. Did you have a hard time in school, or were you pretty happy in your high school life?
I mean, did anyone have a nice time?
That's a very good point, Aisha. I retract that question.
If someone had a nice time in high school, I like immediately don't trust you. But it was a challenging time. But I think those things just kind of make you who you are. They make you a bit more resilient, right?
So have you done a high school reunion yet?
I didn't finish high school, so they'd probably be like, "Get out! You don't belong."
Yeah. What year did you drop out?
Yeah, I just got to like year 11 and I got a bit bored, so I said, I'll give it a minute.
Oh, you're probably busy doing the saddle club.
Yeah, but I think you should go back, you know what I mean, with the whole like, hey. I don't know, I just think there's something rewarding about going back and seeing what everyone else has done and going, yep, I did better.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I'm still really close with the people I went to high school with. Like, we're still mates, but, you know, we were all in the, like, extended learning class, so we were like the nerds.
Right.
I'm not sure that my high school people would really remember me, with the exception of a few nerds that I was in school with.
We saw on the gram as well that you were rocking the Bunnings hat. Is that when you come back from the States, what are like the most Aussie things that you do? Do you just to ground yourself back here, go grab a snag from Bunnos?
I drink beer when I'm in Australia, and honestly, I hate beer. Like, I don't actually like the taste of it, but I always have a Foster's when I'm like...
You have a Foster's? No one drinks Foster's.
I know. That's the whole thing. I'm completely so disconnected.
You're so American now.
You're one of the few Australians that are pushing it forward that we do drink Foster's, keeping that myth going.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here for, you know?
It's funny seeing you in the Bunnings, though, because as a show, we've always been obsessed with it. We say Bunnings. That's going to be our job. We're going to go there and we hopefully will be chosen to do the ads. And remember, mm-hmm. we even asked for sponsorship to be able to post a hat. That's do you remember? Right. And they were like, they we don't need what? You and we don't want you. Yeah, I know. We were like,
they said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to apply to just run the sausage sizzle. That would be my job.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
They'd put you on the ad. Being an actress, I think they'd get you on there going, have you got a DIY job this weekend? You'd have to pretend not to know how to act to make it look legit.
No, I love Bunnings. That was like, I mean, when I was growing up, my mum and I used to like renovate a lot and like paint the furniture. And we were at Bunnings like every other weekend. So there's more than one Bunnings house.
Hey, I tell you. Tell you what, just thinking about it though, a horror film
in Bunnings,
set inside of Bunnings,
so good,
would be epic.
What's in the sausage sizzle?
Well, you look at all the tools you've got to kill people with as well.
Mm. Oh, that's a great idea. We should pitch it.
Imagine that though. You go there as a murderer for an axe, and you leave with a whole heap of houseplants.
Well, it changes you. It makes you a better person.
So what would happen? With a cute ivy.
Yeah. Yes.
How many people did you kill? None. But look at this rhododendron. It's beautiful.
The greenhouse killer.
My apartment is Instagram ready.
Yeah.
Is that a real plan? I just made that up. Is that a real one?
Okay. Cool. Yeah, Aisha D, we're looking forward to this being out. Sissy, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to talk to you all again.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
One simple request. Her final wish.
There is a grandma who even her granddaughter has said what an icon she is. Mm-hmm. And she shared a photo with everyone because she has a card from her grandmother. And this is after she had passed. Right. After her grandma passed. There is a photo of her sticking out her tongue and putting up her middle finger. Mm-hmm. And in there it has, let's keep in touch. And it's a Ouija board. Now, if your grandma had the forethought to do something like this, it's like the lady who recently on the Gold Coast had a plane with a sign at the back of it saying, cry harder, I'm watching.
Yeah.
So good.
Brilliant, because people just get to have a laugh and go, God, they were funny.
Grandma, I didn't call you when you were alive. Why would I ring you now?
People that have a sense of humour, I think, are pretty amazing. It's like that guy was so busy, he was booked out and he's one that was paid to go to people's funerals.
And tell the truth. Yeah.
Like, hey, you, I never liked you. What are you doing here?
Yeah. I know about the affair.
Yeah.
He was from the Gold Coast, that
They're all from the Gold Coast, yeah. But I was having a conversation with my nana about what she wants to do after she passes, because she is sick and she's 90, 91.
For a job. That's what it sounds like there. What do you want to do once you pass away? Right. What do you want to do yourself?
I want to haunt.
Probably. She goes to me, am I going to heaven? Do you think I'm going to heaven? Mm. I said, I don't know. All the people that you want to see, are they in heaven? I never thought about that. So, okay. But she's got a plot that's already been paid for next to her second husband, but she doesn't want to go there now.
Oh.
No.
They have a falling out.
After they died, after she started having dementia, she's realised, not really.
Right.
So now she just wants to go back to her first husband, which she always did love. It was the love of her life, and he passed away from cancer. But yeah, so now I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to leave him, you're going to ghost him.
Literally.
She is. That's what I said. She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, he's going to be there for eternity by himself going, I thought you were coming.
Yeah, he's got to wait.
And just nothing, no response, no nothing.
Waiting on someone for all eternity. That's my idea of hell. You can hear him getting coffees.
What happens, though, when you get to the afterlife and both your husbands are there?
Well, everything's sorted. It's heaven.
Yeah.
But I guess for her...
There's no problems up there.
It would be different if you divorced your first husband, but if he passed away from illness.
Oh, absolute love of her life. They met when they were 16.
But the second one cheated on her, right?
Yeah.
So adultery.
I don't know if that's public. So. Probably not public knowledge.
Right. I'm so sorry. We should probably chat beforehand.
Yeah, all good.
Allegedly.
This is a friend of a friend's nana. Anyway.
Yeah, of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's gone. He can't dispute.
Wow, no, the family hasn't, has it?
Sorry.
Yeah, right. Do you guys know what you want to do? Like, have you planned your...
Well, I'm definitely getting cremated because I am not waking up. I'm not. I don't care. It's not worth the chance for me. That would be a living hell. No. So burn me up and then I don't care what you do with me.
But what if you wake up during that?
Do you want me to do a eulogy?
No.
You're going to have to say your wishes. I'll do a little photo shoot. Like, I'll do slides of all the photos.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not going to die is my plan. Got a reason to live. At least until we, you know, lose touch.
Have you got, what about you?
No, I can't even talk about it. I think it's different when I'm talking about my grandmothers because they're old and they live their life. But I just don't find, I'm not.
But would you be buried or cremated? You even thought about that sort
of
stuff?
No, I'm so bad at thinking about it. I don't even like doing life insurance. And I've been asked if I want to do funerals as a celebrant. And I was like, no, because I can't find the happiness yet. That sounds more depressing than anything else. But I like it when people have planned them. And I had friends that were quite sick and they've planned theirs and they've written their eulogy. And I just go, it's the most amazing thing you could possibly witness when someone is young and written their own eulogy. Mm. And they had balloons. That was their request for balloons.
Balloons.
Yeah. Instead of doves.
No, they were like, doves in the balloons. And then when the balloons pop,
do you have doves at funerals?
Nah, that's more of a wedding thing, isn't
it? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, each to their own. Maybe you want an ice sculpture for yours?
Like yeah, that'd be good.
Well, you're getting stuffed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to get taxidermy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have to stay, a hat rack. Can only hold one hat. And I want to stay in the house. And my money just gets released the longer that I stay in the house. I get passed around family members.
I'll help them move.
Oh, no, you'll have to have me for a certain time. Each of you will get
some
money.
Is that Matt on the roof, right? How much money you got to be able to have everyone?
That's the surprise, isn't it? You got to wait and find out. Have you planned, or do you know someone who planned their own funeral? Like, did they have funky requests, like Nana with the Ouija board? Did they have a bit of a laugh?
Deanne in Castledine, you had a elderly relative?
Yes. This is only recent, about 2 weeks ago. She found out that she was dying and she planned the whole funeral. She was a single lady and she interviewed priests from the local area and decided which one that she wanted. She wrote her own eulogy.
Wow.
She gifted all her wares, china, homewares and stuff to people and gave it out at her funeral.
Wow.
Chose all the stuff in the, it was a full-on Catholic mass.
Funeral.
So, yeah, she chose everything that was in it. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
I love that she interviewed priests, like some sort of priest idol.
Imagine them just going, I don't normally have to do this.
Yeah. It's the best part of the job. I don't have to deal with them.
Show me how sad people are going to get. Show me how that part.
Well,
one of the priest actually made a comment that he was interviewed and got the job.
There you go. Thanks for your story, D. Oh, and by the way, you've got yourself a cruise for sharing that story as well. It's Make It Rain Monday.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Seven-day cruise. Enjoy that. Brendan.
The death that keeps on giving.
That's true. Brendan in Narang. Good morning.
Morning. How you going?
You got a cruise, buddy.
You got a cruise too.
Woohoo. Thanks so much.
No worries. So your father-in-law had something to do with this funeral.
Yeah, so him and his brother, they're from Germany, right? His brother died, they bought a plot together. And then what happens is when they get buried, the family has to continue to pay the rent or the children. So my wife and her sister have to continue to pay the rent on this, on the spot where he gets buried, when he dies.
Yeah.
And if we stop paying, they'll actually dig him up and just dispose of him.
They
right?
do not, do they? Wow.
Yeah, 100%. And we sort of said, well, what about the cheaper option? Can we just, cremate you? And they said, you can, but he doesn't want to get burnt. But they give you a plaque on a wall, they just dispose of the ashes and put a plaque on the wall.
I thought that's how most cemeteries worked.
Yeah, you got to keep. I guess you have to keep paying. Someone's
It's not like you pay. Like, I guess inflation would happen. It's not like you do. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Well, for my dad, we just paid.
Do you just pay a one-off fee?
I thought we bought the whole.
Check that. They might have digged him up.
Yeah.
Where is he in?
In Gladstone, where we grew up.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you've got to keep paying. How much is the rent?
Oh, I think it's like $4,500 a year. It's not too much,
but you know. $4,500.
I'd want to go sit on it. Do you know? Like, if I'm paying rent for it, I'd want to go put a deck chair out and sit on the
plot.
Hey,
don't step on that. That's mine.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's, we're paying for that.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Well, if I'd have known that, I would have probably chosen differently anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I they mean, give inheritance as well, yeah. Often that is.
Mm. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Good on you. Thanks for your call, Brendan. 131060 is our number.
Tamika from Kamira. Morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to go on a cruise?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie. You got yourself a cruise. What's your funeral story, though?
So my brother-in-law, he was dying of stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he had his funeral while he was still alive.
Oh, I've heard about this. That'd be a good idea, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah, and how was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, so he was a partier. He wanted one last party. We had it at the pub. We had speeches. We had, you know, just so much fun. But the best part is he got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did he make a speech?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank you everyone for coming. It was just, you know, thank you for being part of my life, because we obviously knew what was coming, but it was a celebration. It wasn't a sad event. Hmm.
Do you have another one once they die, or is that that?
So we did have like another kind of send off at the pub, but it wasn't nearly as big or anything as the first one, because we had the first one and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Is it like a second wedding? There's people your first one that you don't invite to your second one. You're like, I wouldn't invite them again.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow.
Good idea.
Yeah, great. Mm. Good on you, Tamika. Thank you so much. You've also won yourself a cruise. It's Make It Rain Monday. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
There we go. These are huge. 4 people. Great Barrier Reef for 7 days. You get on the air, you win. Choose fun on a Carnival cruise holiday. Now sailing from right here in Brizzy.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. We were talking to Ashanti last week and it came up that she had just got hers.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was so crazy. I was able to celebrate the 20th anniversary of my first album, Ashanti, and get the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame within the same week, like within a few days of each other. So that was a really amazing moment.
Who are you beside?
I don't know if my publicist is still on. She might know who I'm next to. I forgot.
But I believe that they move them sometimes, right?
Oh, I don't know.
No, once it's in the ground.
It's in the ground.
It's pretty much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it got us thinking about it. How does it work? How do you get one? What's the process? It's pretty interesting. It's been around for years. It started off in the 1960s. There are 2,600 stars. I don't know if you guys have been there, but I was surprised because you just keep walking. And you're like, it's still going. And you're in like the middle of nowhere in LA. And it's like, it's still going. Still going.
Yeah, I found it a little bit underwhelming. Like in the sense that it's just out the front of a shop and there's just another one. I expected it to be like, ooh.
No, it is pretty dingy, isn't it?
It's like, you have better positions than others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, outside the Kodak Theatre. That's the prime spot.
But I agree with Abs. They should move because like Harry Styles is only relatively new, but a superstar. Mm. So you can't have him out whoop. You'd have to take someone who's fizzled out and swap them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the concrete is going, nah, they're staying. I didn't know if anyone could move out of Shame.
You can get deleted. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they can take them away. And it's not
and then
like...
Then someone takes your spot.
Someone takes your spot.
Okay, doesn't move around.
No. Right. But you can't buy it. It's an honour that has to be achieved through nomination and a selection process.
You have to pay for it, though.
Well, you get nominated, and then if you get it, it's a $50,000 sponsorship fee for the block that you're getting.
Because I thought your publicist applied for it, and apparently there had been rumours that people had applied again and again over the years. Yeah.
And there's been a few.
In Australia, like all the reality people.
There's been a few typos. Mm. They spelled Julia Louis-Dreyfus's name wrong on hers. They missed out the O in the Louis. And they actually, they put it in and she noticed it and she said it to him. So then they took it out, sent that one to her as a souvenir and put another one in that had her real spelling on it.
All right.
Yeah. There's a couple of... Muhammad Ali, the boxer. Mm. He's the only person that's not on the ground. His is up raised on a wall because he didn't want people with no respect walking on him.
Yeah.
There's two Harrison Fords.
You can also shadow box it now when you walk up to
him. Yeah, you can.
Come on, come at me.
There's two Harrison Fords because one was a silent movie star. So, and there's two Michael Jacksons. One was a radio personality. And when Michael Jackson died, all these people gathered around the wrong square
to
give their send regards to him. So, yeah.
I want to know who's next to each other. I do find that interesting.
I don't believe Ashanti doesn't know.
You don't think?
That would be the first thing you would check when you went to see your star.
Well, you're not going to complain, I guess, if you get nominated. But who nominates you, though? Is that the publicist nominating?
Well, wouldn't you have to ask? You'd ask your mate. Yeah, hey, like you if you're mates with Tom Cruise, you'd be like, "Hey Tom, can you put in a word for me?" And the Barrymore family has the most number of squares because her six among the family that acted, one for John Barrymore, Ethel Barrymore, John, Drew, and two for Lionel Barrymore as well. So,
right,
yeah, got a lot to beat them if you want to get in with the Barrymores.
Donald Trump's was very dirty when I went to LA. Yeah.
Was there people walking on it?
Well, he was the president at the time. So it
people
had
pooping on it?
And there's a lot of people around.
I would have thought someone would have pooped on
chewing,
it.
Maybe they did at one point.
Yeah.
It was more like chewing gum and coffee had been spilled on it.
Coffee? are you sure?
That I love that is like pooping on something is like the worst you can go. Like you really hate someone if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very illegal.
Yeah. And yeah. I'd probably get, you know, people watching. Like, can you turn around?
Don't look me in the eyes.
No, turn around.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.